help for the sick and suffering. The source of power of light and salvation. God can do everything in us, when we open ourselves to the source of power, God. God is the unchangeable love, strength, harmony and healing. No matter how things are in this world and how we human beings behave toward the energy field, God. God is eternally the same. According to our freedom of will, each one of us determines whether he increases or decreases the eternal healing and life force in himself, whether he surrenders to the source of healing and life, thus letting it become effective in him, or whether he turns away from God. In each person is the Spirit of God, for the inflow of the great love, of the power of God, the more noticeably weakness, suffering and illness decrease. 1. The more often we open ourselves, with himself, with his fear, with his worries, troubles, illnesses and the like seldom becomes aware of what great power lies in him, which speaks by way of the conscience at every moment, turn back and recognize that you are a resident of the kingdom of God who shall live the laws of salvation in order to remain happy and healthy or to become healthy. Positive thinking means to think in the awareness of God and in accordance with the Ten Commandments of God and the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus. This results in the activation of faith and in a dynamic life in the belief that the alignment with the great, mighty source of power, God, is in us. We human beings are responsible for our behavior because we are free children of one eternal Father. 2. He one who is preoccupied only, P.W., is infinite love and harmony. We can bring the healing source of love to flow only when we change the content of our life, our personal world, which consists of our patterns of behavior. This means that we give them a positive orientation and make and keep peace with our fellow man. The eternal source of healing, God. The energy field, which can establish order in our body, so that the healing waves, the life forces, are able to flood the soul and heal the body. The good is God, and God is the life. We have to realize that negativity makes us sick, that positivity heals. All is pleasing to God. Illness is the result of the wrong kind of thinking and acting. 3. And so, illness is the interruption of the link with the divine energy field which is in the soul and in every cell of a person. Very negative attitude weakens. It increasingly paralyzes our body functions and in time makes us sick. Positive, light-filled thinking awakens strength and its effect is that we remain healthy or become healthy. Come from the soul. That which comes from without could not take root if there were not something corresponding in the soul, which it activates and which then also takes root in the body, as misfortune, suffering, illness and much more. Here is no illness that does not, takes place solely through our becoming aware of the teaching of Jesus, which says, recognize your wrong attitudes, re 4, removal of these hindrances, bent of them and clear them up and no longer do the same and like things. Jesus also expressed the removal of guilt in another way with the words, your faith has helped you, go and sin henceforth no more. With this, he meant an active faith. We should cooperate, by recognizing our wrong attitudes, repenting of them and no longer having them, for it was and is not others who transmitted or transmit their guilt to us, it is we, ourselves. And we are free to decide whether to separate ourselves from these burdens again or not. 5. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. The person who grasps this statement of Jesus in its depth also understands why things are the way they are in this world. He understands that illness, suffering, infirmity, natural disasters, wars and much more do not come from God, nor are they arbitrary, but originate solely with human beings. A holistic healing can therefore take place only when we become aware of our wrongdoings, including our part in world events, and when we begin to make peace with our fellow man, but also with the tortured animal kingdom and the plant and mineral kingdoms, by recognizing our wrongdoings toward them, repenting of them, clearing them up with the help of the Christ of God, and no longer doing them. Jesus taught the love of enemy, 6, Jesus, the Christ, to eliminate with his power the discrepancies in our soul, our disharmonies and wrongdoings, also called sins. Insofar as we no longer do the same and similar things, the discrepancies, the disharmonies, in soul and body transform into harmony. Harmony in soul and body causes suffering and illness to diminish or to disappear entirely. We Christians were called upon by reap. Consequently, we can reap only what we have sown, not what others have sown and so, and others cannot reap what we have sown or continue to sow. For this reason, the commandment of every hour is, what befalls us is what we ourselves are. For, what happens and comes toward us is what we have invited, as it were, through the principle of sending and receiving, or like attracts like. 7. What a person sows is what he will, means not to wish him anything bad, not to expect anything of him, not to demand anything of him that we can do ourselves, not to disparage him, not to envy him, not to hate him, not to be hostile to him, not to exploit him, not to confront him belligerently, and not to bear false witness against him. To love our neighbor as ourselves, faith of the deed, the daily step-by-step fulfillment of the commandments of God and the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus. Passive faith, which is not followed by any lawful, that is, divine, deeds, is the dead faith, as it were. It does not awaken us to life, for life is action, including a life in the Spirit of God. The right faith in God is always there, to our fellow man through us. The one who wants to see his prayers fulfilled should also live by them. 8. God wants to send strength and love, others. But someone who disparages others puts himself above his fellow man and thus above God, because God neither disparages nor condemns his human children. And in giving the blame to others, we ultimately want to show that we are better and perhaps are even flawless. A person who has created such a reputation of behavior for himself is then forced to uphold it through self-confirmation. From this, develop discontent, disharmony, the stress to perform, and the pressure to show off constantly, that is, to have to produce and to prove himself. The result of this is that his nervous system is constantly under high tension. We are in the habit of disparaging. A thing happens by chance, not even regarding with whom or with what we have to do in this earthly life. 9. N. Blame for our sorrow and our suffering, but we ourselves are the guilty ones. For through our wrong way of thinking and acting, we have brought disorder into our body, thus cutting off the inflow of healing. Let it be said once more, illness, need, fate and the like come neither from God nor from others. Instead, they come from us, because we, ourselves, have input what led to this. We have moved away from the ocean of life and on to dry land. It is not our fellow men who are to fashion in our soul and to become healthy in our body. We are called upon to no longer do the wrongdoings, the sins, we have recognized. This is the way in which all cellular components and functions of the body can receive the healing streams, which bring the self-healing forces of the body into increased action. In this way, the holistic healing can be 10, in order to attain the light of Sal, achieved, the cleansing of the soul and the healing of the body. He Spirit of God can do everything, if we only want it. Medicine can help clear hindrances out of the way, taking away pain, so that the life forces, the Spirit of God, can more easily carry out the work on soul and body. The true healing process is the holistic healing through the Eternal Spirit. God is stronger than the darkness. Good will always be victorious over the ungood, the all too human. It depends solely on us whether we give it the opportunity, by turning to the light. God in Christ, our Redeemer, the only good one. Just as negative behavior brings about the corresponding effects, so does the positive work, but much stronger. It shines in the soul and radiates through the soul into the body. 11. Let us remember that the light of, recognized what knocked on our consciousness from the unconscious and forced a hectic body rhythm on us. And if we eliminate these causes, then the step-by-step renewal from within will follow. This means that we will not even have to suffer and bear many an illness or many a suffering. If we have explored ourselves and Christ comes several steps toward the one who takes an honest step toward Christ, a step from the heart. Whether thought, word or action, everything that is truly positive is God-conscious, In its content it corresponds to the Ten Commandments of God and the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus. If we place our hope in God, trusting Him, and if we affirm the good more and more, for instance, health, peace, unity and strength, we will also bring our behavior patterns to coincide with the will of God. 12. It is written in the following sense, the word incurable, that is, senses into what it really expresses, inevitably feels that this word excludes hope. If hope is eliminated, nothing can flourish. Hope, faith and trust dwindle in the one who binds himself to the word incurable. His thoughts turn more and more to his ideas about his illness and to hopelessness, through which he increases his fear and thus creates the possibility that the illness can spread more and more. With this and similar patterns of thought, many a one has thought himself into an untimely death. Through anxiety and hopelessness, a person diminishes his spiritual and physical energy. On the other hand, hope and confidence awaken vitality. He one who looks more closely at, 13, his filiation to God daily resolves to cleanse his temple, to cleanse his soul and his organism, refines his character, because he attunes his thinking and acting to the will of God. This is the way that leads to holistic healing and to being happy. A person who in the awareness of, filiation in God every day, that you are a child of the Eternal Father and that He is always present for you, with all His love and the power for becoming healthy. Do not just say or think this, but try to make it come true, by changing your all-too-human attitude, in order to learn to better understand your fellow men, who are your, our, brothers and sisters in the spirit of your, our, Eternal Father. Stop cutting down your brother, your sister, in your thoughts, whether with words or even through your conduct. 14. If you would like to, affirm your, fears, doubts and worries that have been nurtured over many years into a surrender to the spirit of life that is strong in faith and consciously trusting, a surrender to the healing power that dwells in us. In order to get out of this circle of denial of the good, of the helping and healing power, it is helpful to pray to Christ in us several times a day, to pray into our soul and into our body, so to speak. For our body is the church, the temple of God, because God, the life and the healing, dwells in us. If we fulfill our own prayers in our everyday life step by step, by ourselves doing what we pray for, then we cleanse our church, the temple of God, thus putting order in ourselves. The one who decides to cleanse his own temple with the help of the Christ of God attains strength and faith, trust and nearness to God. This certainty is at the same time the inner security. 15. It is not always easy to transform, from the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus, what you want others to do for you, do it for them first, could be said in the following words, do not do to others what you do not want to have done to you. If Christianity would think and act the way Jesus called on us to do in the commandment of love for God and neighbor, then there would be one people of freedom and peace and a good standard of living for all. Excerpts taken from the book by Gabrielle.